probably the best game you've seen from an all-around performance?
I would say, yeah. I mean, so far up to this point, I feel like that was probably his best game so far.
Brian, what are you seeing from Anthony just in the way he's learning that position and really kind of growing into the role, coming up with some big plays for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, early in his career, he's already made a bunch of huge plays for us, and that's always great to have a young guy that's going to be an up-and-coming star in this league, and to do the things that he's been doing has just been awesome for our defense.
How rare is that trifecta to strip, to recover, and to score? I mean, you don't see that very often, to do all three.
No, you don't see that very often at all. So, you know, to have him doing that obviously lifts our defense and really elevated us to a win yesterday.
You've already started your campaign for Everson Griffin to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 8 games, the guy's got 8 sacks. I mean, he deserves it. No doubt about it. I mean, he's playing lights out right now.
What have you seen different from him this year? I mean, it just seems like he's just displaying his athleticism.
Well, I think he's doing what we've always seen him do. But, you know, he's worked on a lot of things during the offseason, you know, not only, you know, on the field, but off the field as well, just, you know, maturing and getting a lot of things together, like his rush angles and stuff like that. And he's been working really hard at it. And then, you know, just all four of us rushing together and working together as a team has really helped him out a lot. So, you know, I hope he keeps getting those sacks.
Can you describe the difference in emotion this Monday as opposed to maybe last week?
A total 180. Last week was kind of depressing and sad, and this week everybody's kind of happy and ready to move on to the next week. So, you know, hopefully we can have more happy Mondays around here.
Was there ever a feeling of, oh, here we go again at 13-10?
Well, yeah, I think anytime you give up a touchdown, you go down. We did it again 2 weeks in a row, but offense did a great job of bailing us out there at the end and tying the ball game up and allowing us to win that ball game in overtime.
How do you view this opportunity against Washington kind of heading into your bye? Does that change Shira's approach to this game Sunday?
We can't change our approach. We have to keep doing what we've done every week, which is go out here and work as hard as we can on the practice field and get ready to, you know, be successful on Sunday. And if we can do that on Sunday, you know, it gives us a chance to go into a bye in a good mood, get refreshed, and come back and try to make a run.
How do you assess where you guys are at, given that you haven't everything that's gone wrong and still have an opportunity to be 4-5 headed into the bye?
Well, we just got to take it one game at a time. I mean, I think the thing is we've seen on tape that when we play consistent, we play every single person doing their job, being where they need to be. We play lights out, but you get one or two guys out here and there, you know, that's when things fall apart. So we just got to be consistent and just keep doing our job, and hopefully those wins will keep coming.
Do you plan to watch their game tonight for any scouting purposes or entertainment purposes?
No, I mean, I'll watch it on film on deal. I'm not a big, you know, watch football at home. I'm going to spend time with my family and spend time with the guys and just chill out.
You've advocated for Colt McCoy before in the past. What's it going to be like possibly going against him next weekend?
I mean, you know, we'll have to treat it like any other game, but, I mean, it'll be good to see Colt. And, you know, being a former teammate at Texas, it'll be good to see him, and he's been playing pretty well there. So it'll be great to see him, but we gotta get after him.
Does it make it harder for you guys?